When you die, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Man, I'm so glad you're dead.
I'm so glad you're dead too.
You can't actually go back to Von Divid.
Why not? I want to go home.
I can put you on a groovy little planet called Earth.
Best in Galaxy Episode 1, Sons of the Stars, the novel. Available on Amazon now. Audiobook available on Audible.
Hey, Pinky Snatchy, looks like we're going on a road trip.
Well, this is becoming a right old wiggy mess, isn't it?
This Sunday, the galaxy's finest comedy performers will be gathering in anticipation to witness the 254th Kessel Lager Hoth Fringe Comedy Awards. Who will be crowned this year's best newcomer? Who will win the 4th Spirit of the Fringe Award? And who will be crowned with the main Kessel Lager Best Show Award? Presented by Fringe and Wookiee legend Michael Chewbacintyre. Join us live from the Purple Giant Upside Down Inflatable Moof on Moofgate this Sunday.
Oh, I feel dreadful. I feel so dreadful.
Welcome back to day two of our Hoth Fringe special, coming live from...
From Dex's Diner.
Mm.
Dex's Diner.
Hoth Branch.
Hoth Branch, obviously. How are you feeling, Stitch? I feel dreadful.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
I had a pretty heavy night last night. A lot went down.
Yep, big night for everyone.
It was also the nominations were announced.
So lots of celebratory drinking and lots more commiseratory drinking going on.
Yeah, especially for poor old Paul F. Taylor, who's had a double whammy of not being nominated for any award, and he's split up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Kate is back on the market.
Well, yeah.
Did you speak to her last night? How'd that go?
I saw you talking to her.
Come on, tell me what you did.
I just thought, you know, she might... You know, be interested.
It's not a very good mate thing to do.
He's not a mate, mate.
Paul's grave, you know what I mean?
Well, he stamped on my grave and stole my rat.
She wasn't your rat ever. Anyway, forget this. Is she your rat now?
No.
Yeah, could I have two Grumpy Panther blue milks, please, and the big breakfast? What do you mean you don't have blue milk? Well, we'll take whatever Hoth alternative you have to blue milk.
Wampa milk.
Droid brew. Yeah, we'll have some droid brew, please.
Droid brew?
Yeah, two of those. It's sugary. It wakes you up in the morning. Well, anyway, today is the second and indeed the last day of the Hoth Fringe. I know that's confusing for some of you, but the Hoth is very, very far away from the sun. So the days are very long.
Yeah.
It feels like.
It's equivalent to a month in Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Each day is about 15 days. The awards are tonight. The main award ceremony is tonight. I'm very excited. Let's go for the nominations. The nominations...
You trying to read the nominations?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the nominations for Best Newcomer Show at the Hoth Fringe Festival, as came out about 1 o'clock in the morning this morning last night. Obviously, R5D4 for his show Bad Motivator. How do you feel about that? No surprises there.
No surprises there at all.
Yeah.
I'm pretty surprised by the next one.
Yeah. Guns Ho, folks, you'll remember them from a previous episode.
Crashed and Burned, sketch act, two bounty hunters. What's the show name?
It's Blasters from the Pastors.
It's a themed show about religious...
I think it's, yeah. Guns. Oh, I think they're just like, they take the mick out of religion. This guy, I think he's got a newcomer award because he's new to the Fringe here. It's his first show at the Fringe.
Yeah.
He's big...
Big elsewhere, yeah.
Tatooine's a massive act. Louis C-3PO.
With his show Goldenrod.
He wants some classic... Honest stand-up.
Yeah.
I'd say he's fantastic. But that's the newcomer's award.
The main award.
Main award, the big boy, is...
The big award.
I don't think this has ever happened.
I've never seen this before.
R5D4 and his show Bad Motivator is nominated for the main and the newcomer award. I'm not sure how that works, but...
That's the way
that's
it is.
That's how it's going on. Then, a surprise... I didn't even know he was actually doing his show.
He kept that quiet.
Salacious B. Crumb. Of a show, Jabba Yabba Doo.
Yeah, he's an agent. What's he playing?
I don't know.
Doing a show. And he's gone for the main award.
We're going to have to find Neil later. Because Neil, his acts, none of his acts.
Yeah. Neil Cole was on the last podcast. He was hoping for a nomination.
Yeah. I just speak to him about it because his acts, apart from R5D4, no one's been nominated. Who else has acted? And then the main award, and I don't know, I guess this is like a lifetime achievement award. Droid Chubby Brown. Again, one of our acts, one of our stable.
What's the show name?
Unbleepable.
Of course it is.
Unbleepable.
So,
and if you want a show that would not look out of place on an Earth-based pier somewhere, then go see his show.
Astonishing.
It's an astonishing lineup. Anyway, look, the reason we're here in Dex's Diner is because They do the best and biggest breakfasts in Hof.
Yeah, second reason.
Let's get the Wi-Fi code so that we can Skype in and have a chat with Lawrence Owen.
He's supposed to be playing in the scuffed out sandcrawler or whatever, yeah, but we can't find the sandcrawler, so we don't know where it is.
It's got a poster. I've got his flyer here. This is where it's meant to be.
So we have to get in touch with him somehow. So we're coming here for the Wi-Fi, so we're going to Skype him from here.
Yes, yeah, so we'll do that. We'll do that now.
We'll do that now. Right. All right. Just let me set this up. There we go. And
it's ringing.
Well, I think we got a...
Yeah, I've got a signal.
Yeah, we got a signal.
It's ringing. Ringing.
Yep.
Lawrence, mate, can you hear us?
You there, mate?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you? We've been looking for your show and we can't seem to find it.
Oh, well, thereby hangs a tale. I'm really annoyed about this, actually, because, you know I'm in this sandcrawler.
Yeah.
So the Jawas, they just suddenly decided, because I was going to be... It was going to be parked next to the old Rebel base for the whole month, as far as I knew. That was the original plan.
Yeah, so it says on the poster.
Yeah, exactly. I took out a quarter-page ad in the Hoth Fringe guide, and suddenly, at the last minute, just sort of like at the very end of June, they just decided to move the sandcrawler. So it's somewhere completely different. I don't know where we are. There's literally wompers running around outside. It's just...
Well, at least you're on Hoth.
Yeah. I would have thought like a sandcrawler. I mean, I know it's snow. Is it move? It moves at a lick then? It gets around?
Well, it moves. It moves painfully slowly and kind of really... It's horrible, really. At one point, the tracks are not designed to go on this sort of surface at all. At one point, we were sliding almost horizontally. It was horrible. We nearly went into a ravine.
That sounds dreadful. I mean, have you had any audience at all?
Well, not really. This is the thing. It's kind of just mostly been Jawas and Gonks so far.
Oh, Gonks.
God, Gonks, worst crowd.
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, they sit there heckling the same useless rubbish over and over again.
I know, they're not funny.
Who have you seen so far?
Tell you what, we got blanked by R5-D4 in first class.
He's too good for you now.
He's our hot property at the moment. We think he's in for the nominations.
There's a show we might try to catch after this, which is it's a young Padawan, and he's just alone in a room, and apparently you just sit there and watch his midichlorians.
Yeah.
You just in silence, you just watch the midichlorians react around him.
Yeah, it's an art house job.
It's raining, so we might just go to get out of the rain.
Experiential theatre kind of thing.
Yeah. We witnessed somebody blow themselves up. There's a thermal detonator juggler in the street who caused a bit of mayhem.
Yeah.
He's blown up one of the venues as well.
You're lucky to be away from it.
Away from the bubble.
I don't know where I am. I thought it was going to be great. I'll be next to the old Rebel base. Everyone knows it. I thought it would be really nice, but I'm just getting no one through the door.
Go on Google Maps, and if you can locate anywhere, you can get a GPS signal, just text us and we'll send some people your way. We'll try to come along. I mean, we're pretty booked up, but
well,
you know how it
thanks,
is.
Guys.
TK's got a sled. TK's got a sled that he's hired, so maybe we can get him out.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure if I want him in the room.
We know where you're coming from.
Anyone would be good right now. I'm sick of all these gonks. I don't want to be racist, but...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can hear them in the background, actually.
Yeah, they're just gonking around, just walking around all over the place. And the Jawas aren't much better. They won't shut up.
They're really
rude audience. Anyway, enough of my woes.
But yeah, we better crack on. We better...
All right.
We've got to go get out in the wet, see what's going on in the world. Good luck, mate.
Well, thanks very much.
Yeah, if you make it, we'll catch up with you at some point.
Speak to you soon, mate.
Take care.
See you later. Bye.
Anyway, look, we need to get cracking on with the day. We've got a big day.
We've got to go and see a show, and it's called A Hoth Wumper Dressed as a Human in a Rocking Chair for an Hour. I mean, it sounds awful.
It sounds like one of those things you've got to see so you can hate something that's not yourself.
So we're going to roll titles, and we shall see you after this short piece of music.
This is the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast. Broadcasting live from a different location in the galaxy every episode. Sponsored by Grumpy Bantha Blue Milk and Saber Light Lager.
Oh.
Abysmal.
Absolutely abysmal. We just come out of the worst show I think I've ever seen. It's a Hoth Wumper dressed as a human in a rocking chair for an hour. That was the title. That's what happens.
It's a description. You get as much from reading that title as you do from watching the show.
Well, absolutely abysmal. So we're on our way, well, we're just across the road here to the Bosque Kitchen.
It's a Hoth Fringe piece of history.
It's cheap food.
You always bounce a few faces in here. And it's going to be interesting to see a few faces today because now the nominations are out. We're going to see heroes and villains, no?
Yeah, a lot of shattered dreams.
A few dreams made as well. Oh, hang on.
That's Neil.
PFT Neil. Neil, buddy. Oh, buddy, Neil.
Neil, are you all right?
Hey.
Neil.
I really thought it was going to be the year this year.
Oh, yeah, but...
Hoth Wumba dressed as a human. He's all right. He's great when he compares, but when he's on a rocking chair, how can he get nominated?
He's not nominated.
He's not nominated. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
We should have told you that.
We should have told you that. We've written them on the board over there.
Yeah. So we've written the nominations there. But how do you feel about your agent getting nominated? That must really get your goat.
So angry.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't feel bad because no one so far has come to see your show.
Well,
because you can't get into your show.
You can't
That's
get
why.
Into your show still. You so it's not your fault. Think how Paul must feel. Yeah. Loads of people have come to see his show.
Well, most of them have been dead Jedi, so it's just a ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to put Sellout and Run.
And you've got
tough crowd.
Some reviews, they're... guys? Have you got reviews?
Oh, don't talk to me about reviews.
I got one review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is that all I got was a Death Star, which, as we all know, is quite a negative review.
It's quite a negative review.
Oh, that is a negative review. That's a horrible review.
But it's a very unique star,
I suppose,
isn't it?
I could put it on my poster next year.
I'll tell you what. Listen, the mood's being a bit soured here. I'll tell you what. Why don't we watch a bit of Chewbacca-tire, Michael Chewbacca-tire. I've got a comlink.
Did you say his name was Michael Chewbacca?
Yes, I did, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're going to watch a bit of
Are we going to hear what he's going to say?
Yeah, yeah. We'll watch it on the comlink here. It's just going to come back in the old hologram.
Yeah.
We can deconstruct his stand-up and make ourselves feel better. How about that?
Yeah, sounds brilliant.
I feel great already.
Here we go.
It's a lot of skipping, isn't it?
A lot of skipping these days, isn't it?
Yeah,
he used
Wookie.
To do that.
Yeah.
He does move, you know, to give him his credit, he moves well for a massive Wookie.
And it's the hair, looks like a all his hair, carpet. He's so coiffured now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really accessible stuff, isn't it? I mean,
and that audience is lapping it up. I mean, he's making some Wookie errors there, but they still don't seem to see through it.
Yeah.
Some Wookie errors.
Yeah,
that's straight up. We should probably tell him that.
Yeah, we should. Hang on, he's doing his stuff on Imperial Shuttle food. Typical, isn't it? Oh, the man
smuggling
cargo,
hatch.
The man smuggling hatch as well. Yeah. What do you store?
The problem is that's clearly just
hydro spanners
to appeal to the panel because he's actually mentioned the word panel.
He's
doing
it's clever.
It's ridiculous.
He's on it, isn't he?
You know what? It's true, though, guys. I mean, that does happen.
It's true. We all have one. Yeah, we all have one, don't we?
We all have a smuggling department where we've got hydro spanners and AA batteries.
We've got to do something more with it.
Spatulas.
This shouldn't be it.
Hyperdrive. Hyperdrive's broken. You know what it's like when you hyperdrive.
God, I hate
you do know
we
like
hyperdrive.
It's really good,
it's funny.
It's my hyperdrive, it breaks all the time.
See, that's cheered us up, hasn't it?
That's cheered us up.
Let's go to an ad break.
Let's have some ads. For 1 month of every year, thousands of hopeful souls flock to the Hoth Comedy Fringe Festival in a vain and hopeless attempt to realise their artistic dreams. Sadly, many of these would-be performers have nowhere to stay. Well, worry no more. Us at Snow B&B are committed to helping the residents of Hoth financially cripple the arts and have been since a very long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Snow B&B Tontons, killing your dreams.
Sometimes fringe festivals can wear down even a Wookiee. What you need to perk you up is some meat, and not just any old meat. At Malachi's Gamorrean Hog Roast, we source our meat from live, squealing Gamorrean guards straight from the Rancor's mouth. So next time you're on the verge of a breakdown from losing a comedy award or even a much-loved pet, choose Malachi's Gamorrean Hog Roast.
Have you spent all your budget on unreliable Jawa flyers for your comedy show and run out of money for the essentials like food, for example? Well, worry not. At the Bosque Kitchen, we have the finest Dutch lizard curry money can buy, with the best Klaatu paddy frog tikka masala and Gundark Dansak in the Hoth system. All our ingredients are frozen on the day to maximise freshness. The Bosque Kitchen, lizard-licking good curry. And all our chefs are South African for some reason as well.
Welcome back to the final part this season, actually. This is the final part of the podcast. Last time we have to get to say that this season.
It's quite sad.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
But what a place to be doing it.
Live on the red carpet, the nominations for the Hoth Fringe Awards.
It's amazing. I don't know if anyone's ever been here before to see up close the big purple inflatable upside down move. It's a sight, isn't it?
It is a sight to behold. Absolutely.
We're so lucky to be here. Not everyone is here. Paul F. Taylor and Neil Cole have both gone home.
They've gone.
In a grump. I'd say. Yeah. You know,
I thought, you know,
a bit of toys out of the pram there, but you know, I think they've got.
I'd feel the same if I was doing the show.
Yeah, I think I tell you what, I feel they deserved a bit of a nomination at least. Yeah. Certainly a shortlist.
Now they've got to go to Edinburgh for a month.
Oh my god.
Lawrence Owen hasn't finally made it to Hoth. That's some hot news. If anyone's around and they can't get in to see this, you can actually go see him. He's doing a 24-hour show, non-stop comedy, at the Force Presence Courtyard.
Yeah, in the Sandcrawler.
It's there. But we're on the red carpet. It's exciting. There's famous people coming by. Okay, since you look, it's Max Rebo. Should we grab a quick word with him?
Yeah, let's go.
I'll just grab a quick word with him.
There's Max.
Max, mate. Max, how you doing?
Hey, dudes, how you doing?
I hear you're doing all the music for the show tonight.
Oh, yeah, we're doing all the music. We don't have a singer because, unfortunately, I've had another argument with the Sice Noodle.
That happens.
And, of course, he's my only singer.
What about, are you not teaming up, though? I mean, the great collaboration with friggin' Dan the Modal Notes.
There's a rumor, yeah.
You're not letting us out of the bag, are you?
Well, you know, I can't say much, but yeah, we are.
All right, you just said a lot then. You did the Hamill there.
I have no other choice.
That came out of the bag.
Yeah.
You go get ready, pal.
All right,
really,
I'm ready.
Good luck. Gargle a bit, mate. Yeah, get ready for the show.
Okay, I'll catch you guys later, maybe. Maybe in Calrissians.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, after party. End of season party.
End of season party. That's what I hear.
We owe you a good one, guys. Mate.
Yeah.
You've been great.
Thank you very much.
So, Brit, see, it's amazing. What do you think of that, Stage? You know,
great to see Max again, wasn't it?
Max, yeah.
I'm just mesmerised every time he talks, so that's why I never say much when he's around. He's got that kind of voice, you know. It's
beautiful, beautiful voice. And a collaboration with the Modal Nodes.
I mean,
tell you what, that's like being in the late 90s.
McBusted.
Yeah.
But,
or sort of Blur and Oasis, if I was to imagine that. Because the rivalry they've had.
Yeah.
You know,
they own two bands in the galaxy, aren't they?
Yeah, you'd think there'd be more.
Yeah. Anyway, who else we got on the red carpet?
What? Who do you think's coming up now?
Oh, my God. What's he doing here?
Hey, you guys. How you doing? Oh, look at me. I'm on the red carpet. They laid it out for TK.
He's spilling all that champagne everywhere.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
I'm not strictly what you'd call a guest here. I'm a busboy. You know, I bring the champagne out there. Clean it up for you. I'll get you a cloth.
I'm not with you.
Hey, you need champagne.
Well, it's all over the floor, isn't it?
Yeah, well, don't worry. I can get loads of it. I got the whole bottles out the back. Me and the guys, we'll put a few aside. Yeah, later on.
Okay. Well,
we'll get smashed up together. This is going to be amazing. Who do you think's going to win? You excited?
I reckon it'll be our five people. I mean, he's hot stuff at the moment,
isn't he? He's a funny guy. I taught a lot of his jokes. I gave him. You listen out for it. There's a lot of stormtrooper humor there. You know, that bawdy kind of mess hall chat. Anyway, I gotta go. My supervisor's giving me a look. Hey, guys, you want some champagne? I'll clear that bus. I'll see you later, guys.
See you later. Bye.
Oh, he gets everywhere.
I know.
He's like a thrush, isn't he?
He is.
Just as soon as you think he's gone. Hello, it's the man himself, Mr. Controversy. It's Mr. Salacious B. Crumb. Look at him. Look, he's coming out. He's getting out of the cabin. He's a velvet donut.
A velvet donut? Who does he think he is?
Salacious. Hey, everyone loves it. Yeah, I love you. Hey, sugar britches.
Salacious?
Yeah. Oh, God. Who are you again?
Stooge Rambler.
Mr. Stooge. Oh, God, I forgot about
good
it.
Good to see you again, mate.
It's good to see you. It's good to see you, too. It's great circumstances for it, don't you think? It's a great night. Everyone's very excited. Do you like my donut?
I love it.
It hovers.
Very swish.
I've got a little anti-grav unit in there. And I just
got a little bit of a brown skid on it.
It always does.
Are you excited about the nominations? Do you think you're going to win?
I think I got as good a chance as anyone. I think I've done quite well.
One in three chance, isn't it?
I got a great audiences this year. Never had audiences like this before.
Did you sell out?
I sold out every single night. I get the leaves.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? You managed that. Because you've got a few clients up here that you were promoting as well, but they weren't doing very well on audiences. Can you explain that?
There's been a rumor. My flyering guy, he printed the flyers. They printed out wrong.
Who was that? Who are you?
One of the hacks.
Oh, this guy. Oh, hang on. Here he comes now.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Salacious.
Hey, the flyers. Hey, if you could not be standing too close to me.
No.
The court case is going to...
I did what you said about the posters and the flyers.
If you could just... What up? If you could just...
Hey, what? I did what you told me to do. I gave you
just
all
just say me anything again. say the Annie thing again. Act like you're a...
Hey, Annie!
That's it.
Okay, I gotta go. Hey, what's the latest? Hey, you pay me for the business, yeah?
I pay.
Good one, Annie. Bye-bye.
Okay, as you can see, it's not my fault.
It's chaos around here, isn't
it? Yeah, it's so not my fault. He printed the flyers wrong. You can see he's partially... He's got a...
Well, he was saying something about he did what you said? No, he did what I... Just quickly, Salacious, a quick word about all the controversy that's surrounding you at the moment, because people are saying that you have fixed the flyering, because you've got quite a few clients here this year, and they don't seem to have got their flyers on time, or the posters have got the wrong information on. They're all saying it's down to you fixing something with the printer. I don't know. I'm sure it's a speculation. Right? I mean, we know you're an honest agent and you want the best for your clients.
I do.
And
I love
people are saying just because you've got to show up here that maybe you may have favoured your own posters and flyers and got them correct.
Oh, look. Hey, over there. That's R5D4. That's my guy.
Me, R5.
R5, buddy. All right?
R5. Oh, he's just... I don't want your autograph, mate. Come on, we're mates from way back. What? He's gone.
How they change
when they get a bit of success.
Well, anyway, let's go in.
Let's go in. Right, we're in.
Oh, God. We're late. They've started already.
Right, just edge through to... Sorry.
Sorry.
All right, before I have a drink. All right, sit down. Right.
They're going to do the announcements.
Right, we're going to pass over to the mics part of the stage. Jimmy P. Tarkin is going to be doing the newcomer awards. It's very exciting. It's happening now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's very nice to be here at the awards for the Hot Fringe. The nominations for the Best Newcomer Award are as follows. Guns Head with Blasters from the Pastors. Louis C. Threepio with his excellent show, Golden Walk. And, of course, R5D4 with his show Bad Motivator. And the winner is Mr. R5D4 with Bad Motivator.
Wow. Well, there we go. We all knew he was going to win.
That's the one for him, isn't it?
Yeah. We all knew he was going to win.
Great stuff. That is, he deserves it. He deserves it.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Goes out to his family. And all our two units. What a lovely guy.
Tell you what.
Do you know what? I've changed my opinion of him.
Yeah, I think he's just stressed us out. It's a big moment.
It's the
biggest moment of his life. Give him it. Well done, mate. Yeah. Well bloody done.
Well done, R5.
Nice one. One for the boys.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, it's good to see him.
It's the main award's getting announced. I think it's bloody salacious. Hang on. He's nominated for the award.
How can Salacious be doing the nominee? He's nominated and he's giving it away. That seems so bloody nonsense.
Hey, how you doing out there? This is the greatest honour of my life, to be standing here in a great big purple upside down moof, speaking to you fine people, the great and the good of the comedy world. You've been with me my entire career and I've been with you. And it's a huge honour and a privilege to be reading the nomination for the awards for the main Kessel Lager. We gotta say that, yeah, right? Yeah. Kessel Lager Hot Fringe Comedy Award. So without further ado, nominations. You just seen him. R5D4 with his show Bad Motivator. Give him a round of applause. Great kid. And, who's this guy, eh? Salacious B. Crumb. I personally never heard of him as a joker. That's me, in case you didn't get that. It's me. His show, my show, Jabba Yabba Doo. And finally, by no means least, but definitely least, Droid Chubby Brown with his show, Unbleepable. I'm joking, it's a good friend, it's a great, great show. And the winner is, who could it be? What's this piece of cocking nonsense? Is this right? What the hell? It says here R5D4 Bad Motivator. Is he? He's won? He's... What about me? This is the crock of gun docks. I can't believe this. Oh, he's coming up. Everyone give him a...
Somebody get him off.
I'm not getting up. Don't drag my donut. You drag my donut, I drag your career. I take you down. You're nothing in this
now. Wow.
What a ceremony, man.
What a ceremony. Salacious dragged off in a straitjacket. R5D4 getting
both awards. Both awards.
Could things get any more surreal?
I doubt it. Oh my God! It's Palpatine Broccoli Hall, the Dark Lord of the Fringe!
Yes, this podcast has become ridiculous. I'm here to assume command. This is not canon.
Yeah, but we just want to do something different.
We don't know enough about Star Wars. I mean, we love it.
We love Star Wars.
We don't know enough about it to be as good as all the other podcasts.
All those other guys know about all the little details, but we don't know those. We thought we'd just
make it up.
Make silly little characters and have some fun.
Yeah.
Join me. Take your rightful place at my side, and together we will bring order to the podcasting community.
What about our friends, like TK, who we've spent some minutes creating?
Your faith in your friends is your weakness.
You failed, Your Highness. We will never join you in your serious brand of podcasting. We are ridiculous, like our fathers before us.
Then you will be destroyed.
How exactly are we going to be destroyed?
One second, I just need to light this. Like this!
I will save you. It is I, Desal Benet, reviewer who turned to the dark side and had a bit of light in him.
He was loosely established as sort of Darth Vader characters, I remember.
The light side hadn't even been established.
Well, the light side was comedy and then the reviewer was the dark side.
Yes, but we didn't establish the fact that he was turning to the light side.
But now he is.
Well, he is now,
yes. You're going to save us, them.
Yes.
I'm a narrator now.
Who are you?
I'm a narrator. That's
you're a new
who
character, yes. Well, I was narrating myself, but you can do it as well. Is the lightning sound effect still going on, probably? I haven't put it on yet. Who's dying?
I'm dying! You should save them.
There we go, right.
How would you save them?
Did we say that there was a big, sharp hole in the awards ceremony place? No, well, there was, and there is. And here, I'm going to get the Palpatine guy now. Wow! I'm both of them, though. There's the sound effect of him going in there. Oh, so he's dead.
You're pretty ill as well, after all that. I think
I'm going to die.
Oh, you saved us. I'm Patch again now. With a similar character to the narrator character.
Quick.
It was just there. How? Thank you, Desal Benet. You saved us. You've turned to the light.
Yes. I thought I just died, but I've come back to life
just
for a
poorly.
Second. Okay.
Are you my father?
Probably not, no.
Oh, let's take you to a treehouse and burn you.
Okay. Why has my voice changed?
It's because you're dying. Why don't you hurry up and die so Stooch can come back and we can finish the podcast properly?
Okay.
That was a very undramatic death.
Why did...
You're Stooch now.
Oh, okay. Why did he get stabbed? Listen, guys, I don't know whether we've done the right thing here by recording 6 podcasts for you over the last few months, but we've really enjoyed it. And we hope that we've wrapped everything up.
I feel it's all tied up neatly in a bow.
The first season. The second season is going to be ridiculous, isn't it?
I feel that we've been given carte blanche to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to go. We are going to be back in September-ish.
There has to be a pause because there is a thing called the Edinburgh Fringe which is going to get in the way.
Yeah, which, you know, people are going to be away for a month and, yeah. It's been a blast. We've had a lovely time.
Thanks
to all
fantastic.
Our guests that have been on for the last 6 episodes.
Real and voice acted.
I don't know what happened at the end of that podcast, but we basically went for a couple of pints after Neil and Paul left. And there we go. That's what happened. Thank you, mate. For bearing with us.
It's been lovely.
This is the last one. We're going to do a little teaser thing.
A crawl
or something or other, you know, over the next couple of weeks. Look out for that. We'll post it, we'll tweet it and everything.
Don't defriend us.
Just keep listening. Tell more of your friends. And we'll come back with more wonderful characters and some old faces. we'll turn up in the next season. But thank you very much, listeners.
Yeah.
You've been a rock to us.
We're off.
Re-listen to all six podcasts.
Say May the Force be with you. And that's how you went. Say it. Come on.
What?
We're going to say May the Force be with you because we've avoided saying it this whole time.
I don't want to say it.
All right. Well, I've said it by proxy.
All right.
How are we going to end it then? What are you going to say? What's your last word going to be? One sentence.
May the Force be with you.
Always.
Out of here with goddamn please. May the force be with you and all that shit.
No, you all mumble.